friend of both me and Bernie, guy that is running for a serious position here in the state of New York, the pride of Staten Island. Very handsome guy. Looks like a million bucks. I mean, your suit, your tie.
So dapper.
Look great.
I know I was coming to see
listen,
you guys.
He's also, John Tobacco.
He's a stock trader, a famously successful stock trader, and the host of a Liquid Lunch on Liquid Business Lunch. News. On Business News.
I've been on that show many, many times.
That's right.
But you stopped inviting me for some reason.
No. You stopped coming on. You got all big. You got on Graves End, and right. You got your
that's
new
true.
Studio
that's
in
right.
the corner, and then all of a sudden I say, Jill, get me. Can we get Sid? And she said, no, Sid's busy. Sid's dying. Yeah.
He blew
but
you off.
But when Sidney wanted to come on every week, he was, you want to be on tomorrow? You're in. But
is that easy?
I love you guys. I'm listening every morning. I'm a huge fan.
My man.
We love you.
Huge fan.
Well, let's start with this, John, because, again, we're endorsing you, which is a blessing and a curse.
Ba-boom.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Bernie and Sid, we're endorsing John Tobacco.
The swoosh. Do we have Lydia to come in with the swoosh, with the breaking news swoosh? Sid's endorsement. Just like that.
This is a big deal. We did that for Lee Zeldin yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Don't discount our endorsement.
Hey, listen,
it's a big deal.
We got
I'm
Nicole
a long
Maliotakis.
Shot, but I got a better shot than Lee Zeldin.
Oh, you know, I agree with, by the way, I agree with you 1,000%. But getting back to your situation, I always feel like, John, most of the folks listening to this show are like me. Not like Bernie. Bernie's really smart. He knows his politics. Most of the guys are like me. Follow sports, follow TV. They know a little bit about politics. They don't know much. If I grab 10 listeners right now, only 3 will understand what the comptroller actually does. So your job right now is to tell these listeners, if you win, what do you do on a daily basis?
Well, I'll tell you this. There's a reason nobody in New York City knows what the comptroller does, because it's the dirty little secret.
Ah.
Okay, the comptroller actually has, take out the P, has control of all the city's funds. New York City pension plan, all the great men and women and whatever they identify as in the pension plan, they're in big trouble right now because these clubhouse politicians don't know what they're doing. If you have a contract with New York City, it's got to go on the comptroller's desk. If you have a kid with a learning disability and you got to take your kid to another city or another state, you get reimbursed. Those thousands and thousands of families, their checks for reimbursement got to go through the comptroller's office. And the main thing is this. Corey Johnson is one of the leading contenders to be my Democratic opponent, okay? His main thing was defund the police, take away qualified immunity.
He's a jerk.
I'm the son of a cop.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm doing when I go in there is I'm wiping out all the COVID fines that are ridiculous and arbitrary against all the small businesses, restaurants, all my brothers and sisters out there. And then the next thing I'm doing, I'm auditing any department I have to audit until I can refund the police. That's my first and second thing. Business, police.
And that's my question for you. John Tobacco, Republican candidate for New York City Comptroller.
That's right.
Are you just, as a comptroller, just a rubber stamp? In other words, the city council votes and allocates money. Can you actually veto or stop what they're doing? Or, for example, defunding the police? Reducing the budget from whatever it was by $1 billion. Could you stop something like that?
Bernie, let me tell you. You know, your name's Johnny Tobacco. You went on a 5-year plan to St. John's University. You make it on Wall Street. You build 2 companies and sell them to public companies. You're on national television with a terrible Italian accent. You get things done by hard work, okay?
Right.
And the main thing I have that we all hate is audit power. That's what the comptroller has. So any city agency in the entire New York City, the comptroller goes in and says, this department's under audit. Nothing happens here until I take a closer look at things. Then I get people to the table.
Good.
So the audit power and the subpoena power, where Shirlane McRae was supposed to spend $1 billion to help mentally disabled people in this city. That money disappeared. Bill de Blasio's wife let $1 billion disappear. And her executive director before the city council, they said, where is this $1 billion for mentally disabled and homeless? She said, we have no measurable results.
Right.
So I'm going to go audit that and get $1 billion back. And then I'm going to refund the police. Just
John
like
Tobacco.
That.
Ba-boom. With us this morning.
Simple,
by the way,
simple solutions, yep. Common sense.
Common
candy.
Sense.
The
that's
website
right.
is JT, that's his initials. JT John Tobacco, the number 4NYC.com if you want to donate. JT4NYC.com. You know, I'm looking at you. And, you know, all those things, you described yourself perfectly, but your accent is not bad. You're being
silly. Nah, you know, it's not traditional.
No, I know. You do look more like somebody that would shake me down for my giant loss. But on a serious note, I really pegged you more for a guy maybe to run for a Staten Island borough president. Why is this your first jump into politics?
Well, look, as you guys know, I kind of stepped in and tried to help bring attention to the overreach of the governor and the mayor with the Max Public House guys in Staten Island.
Oh, you did a great job with that.
Stood up for bars and restaurants. Yes. You know, was trying to bring the spotlight to how crazy and egregious this was. Watching business owners get arrested to try to sell a burger and a beer. Same moment, Walmart's sending out $720 million in bonuses to their people. Something didn't match up with me. And then I see this poor kid getting locked up. I said, you know what? I'm in. I'm all in. I brought a check. I said, I'm making this bar my TV studio now. I dare you to say you're going to shut down the news. Okay? We're going to buy the bar on the spot. The sheriff wouldn't
let me. That's Max Pub, right?
Max Public House. Yeah. And I started looking at it and saying, you know what? This city is so screwed. And I'm looking at this field of progressive candidates, Democrats, trying to be the next comptroller, which is like waiting to be the next mayor, right? So they're not there to upset any apple cart. And not one of them has any financial experience. I said, you know what? Mayor's sexy. Borough president's sexy. Comptroller's not sexy. But that's where the money is. And I'm going in there. My slogan is, show me the money. What's coming in? What's going out? That's all I want to know, and then we'll take it from there.
John Tobacco, New York City comptroller candidate on the Republican ticket. By the primary is in June of this year, of course. But, John, speaking of Max Pub, there's something going on right now, today. Tell us about that.
Well, we thought we won, and up until now, we've been undefeated. We went to court against the governor and the mayor. Our attorneys, Lou Gelamino and Mark Fonte, have beat the hell out of these guys, okay? They dismissed $35,000 worth of fines like a month ago. And we have a court date today to go in and reopen Max legally. And we get informed yesterday that the sheriff is coming to Lou Gelamino's office, the attorneys for Max, and they're going to reissue fines that were dismissed over a month ago. So this is more intimidation. This is more thug tactics. I call him Don Corleone. He runs the state like a mob boss. He's sending the sheriffs down again to try to threaten us, intimidate us. It's not going to work. In Staten Island, we know what to do with a bully. You punch him in the mouth.
So, yeah, that's funny. Right. So, you said that you have better chances on the way out here to win than Lee Zeldin. Because it's very difficult for a Republican to win any office, let alone something as big as governor or mayor. Honestly, what do you think your chances are?
I think my chances are very good. I've spent, you know, the last month or so going around the city. I got the most Republican signatures in New York City history. Consensus in all five boroughs. And I'm finding out that Democrats and Republicans alike love this city, and they want to just hear from someone who's not a politician. It's us versus them, guys, right now. Yep. It's us, the non-politicians, the regular folks who have common sense, who know what we're seeing right before our eyes. And it's them, the people that have been ripping us off for the last 50 years, handling the money, handling the city. Us versus them. The one thing people, I think, are seeing to me is I'm with us. I'm with the people. I'm not with them. And Democrats and Republicans alike are like, Johnny T, we need somebody regular. We need a regular dude like you to get in there and just shake things up. Agreed. So that's why I'm going after it. I don't want this. I don't want my whole history dredged to the top, which is already happening. But I don't care. My kids and this city mean more to me than somebody trying to humiliate me. I'm going to win the race because Democrats and Republicans want cops, want safe streets, want safe schools. And that's what I'm standing for.
That is the refunding the police and the Shirlene McRae, what did you do with the money? Those are two winning issues.
Those are real issues. Yeah. And nobody's asking. Yeah. Scott Stringer has his I don't want to curse. His campaign for mayor blows, okay?
Right.
And he should be out there talking about that. Hey, I found $1 billion in Shirlene's Panama bank account or something.
Right, he's doing nothing. Exactly.
John Tobacco, and again, the website is JT4NYC.com. As you can hear, very, very bright, very successful, and a real New Yorker. He actually cares about the folks on the street. That is your choice for controller coming up in June, our good friend John Tobacco. Great spot. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Sid, thank you.